The Mishnah taught us on the top of Samach Amud Beis that when it comes to idolatry, if the idol is worshipped in the way that that religion calls for it to be worshipped, or if certain objectively respectful acts are done for the idol, even though it's not the way to worship that idol, such as slaughter of a sacrifice, burning an incense, pouring wine or sprinkling blood, or bowing to the idol, or declaring that the idol is the god, or talking to the idol and saying directly, Eliata, then there is a death penalty. And the Gemara said, what's the source for it? The Gemara said, and on the one hand we have a pasuk that says, Zoveach le'Elohim yachram, which means one who slaughters for a god is to die. Yachram is a way of saying to die. And the pasuk also says about bowing, that it's a terrible thing, don't bow to the idol. So it's once it says don't bow to an idol, it's to say that bowing itself is prohibited even when it's not the way of worshiping the idol. But if bowing was to teach you that every respectful act is prohibited in every case, I wouldn't need a separate pasuk to talk about slaughter. The fact that there's a pasuk telling me that slaughter creates death implies that only the respectful acts of service of the temple, the inner acts done to an idol, create death. And the external acts, like sweeping the idol, or sweeping around the idol, or hugging the idol, that wouldn't create death.
What slaughter? What do you mean by
slaughter? Slaughtering an animal as a sacrifice.
For the idol?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
In case it's hungry.
Okay, so we are now on Samach Amud Beis, about 5 lines before the end. Amar Mar, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa is discussing these verses. So the Braisa had said, if it would have said, Zoveach Yachram, one who slaughters dies, not Zoveach Le'Elohim Yachram, one who slaughters to a god dies, Ha'isi Omer B'Zoveach Chachem Achutz HaKasim Medabra. I would have thought the verse is telling me that someone who slaughters a holy Jewish sacrifice outside the temple gets killed. In other words, somebody who slaughters a Karban Chatas or a Karban Shlamim outside of the temple, that's a death crime. So that's what I would have thought. So the Gemara says, how can you have, that's what I had to say, Zoveach Le'Elohim, that shows me that it's talking about slaughtering to a false god. Ask the Gemara, what was this thought? Zoveach Kachim Achutz, one who slaughters Kachim outside of the temple, that we would have thought that that's the reference to the verse and saying that there's a death penalty there. Karesu, we know that that gets another penalty of the soul being cut off. So the Gemara answers, Hakadatach, I mean, what I thought to say, Ki Asu Beik Tala, if they warn him and they tell him that it's going to give him death, it causes them death. Ki Lo Asu Beik, if they don't warn him, then Kares, then it causes that the soul to be cut off. That's why, Kamashpon, I need to have the added word, Zoveach Le'Elohim Yachram, to say that it's not referring to slaughter of sacrifices for God outside of the temple. That's referring to a slaughter of an offering to this false god, to the idol. Okay. Amalei Rava Rav Hanan L'Abaye. Rava, the son of Rav Hanan, said to Abaye a question on this whole discussion. Ema, why don't we suggest that really the fact that bowing is mentioned explicitly is to say that any respectful act, even the external respectful acts like hugging an idol or sweeping the floor around the idol, already death penalties, even when it's not the way to serve that idol. Every respectful act is derived from bowing. If you'll say, Zoveach Lamali, why did the Torah then have to specify do not slaughter to a foreign god? Because you'll say it's already included in the prohibitions of doing respectful acts. Because slaughter is a respectful act. No, I'll tell you the following. The reason why it says Zoveach Le'Elohim Yachram is the Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda. It's to tell me that even when a person's actual act of slaughter was not for the idol, He's not slaughtering to serve the idol. He's slaughtering an animal. But when he's slaughtering the animal, he's thinking, I'm going to take the blood and I'm going to use this blood as a libation. I'm going to pour the blood to the altar for the sake of this idol. And then he actually doesn't do it. So while doing the slaughter, he's thinking about doing another activity with a different part of the animal for the idol. And similar to what you have in regards to Karbanos in Pigel, where you does one service with the intent to do another service in the wrong time or in the wrong place. And the point is like this, that is also considered Avodah Zarah, and the man who does such things gets killed. Ditmar, because we learned. Hashochit behema lizrok damal avodas kochav, a person who slaughters an animal with the intent to throw the blood for idol worship. The slaughtering wasn't for idol worship, but he's thinking while slaughtering the blood that I will, when he's slaughtering, I'm going to take the blood later and throw it for the idolatry.
How do they know that he's thinking like that?
Maybe he says so. He said so.
So he talks then about it.
Yeah.
It's not like he's thinking. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, maybe he says it. Or lahak tirchel v'lavodas kochavim, while he's slaughtering the animal, he has the expressed intent to take its fats and offer them for idolatry. So Rabbi Yochanan says that type of behavior, asura, makes the animal prohibited, because we derive from pigul, from what happens in Karbanos, that also for Avodah Zarah, it's effective. And Rish Lakish Amar Muteris. Rish Lakish says, no, we don't derive anything from pigul. The animal is still, the meat of this animal is still permitted. So now, what did we just say till now? What we've been saying till now is, the Torah says don't bow to idols, and the Torah says don't slaughter for idols. So once it said don't bow, I would have thought that means don't do anything respectful. Anything respectful is idolatry. That would include slaughter. So why does it specify slaughter? In fact, it specifies slaughter to say no. Anything respectful that is a form of service, of a sacrifice to God, can't be done to an idol, but external things could, or external things are not included in this severe prohibition. They have a different prohibition. Bowing is the one external thing that has the severe prohibition with the death penalty. So now, Hanichal Reb Yochanan, according to Reb Yochanan, who compares idolatry to Karbanos and the idea of pigul to the idea of slaughter with the intent of doing something with a part of the animal for an idol. So according to him, so once I have a derivation from pigul, so then I could say, I wouldn't need the verse of Zoveach Elohim Yachram to teach me this. I already learned it from pigul. So then Zoveach Elohim Yachram is extra. And if it's extra, then I can't say that the verse of Hishtachava, of bowing, is to include all external forms of respect. El Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, he doesn't learn a prohibition of benefit from pigul. So therefore, he needs the verse of Zoveach Elohim Yachram to tell me that slaughter with the intent of throwing the blood to an idol creates a death penalty. So then, if that's what I need the verse for, Baikra, so if I need the verse for that, then Ishtachava is not a verse that tells me something which is then repeated. Ishtachava is the only verse telling me that respectful acts done for an idol create a death penalty. So that should mean all respectful acts, even the external respectful acts. That's what the Gemara had asked.
That was the meat of that animal. It can be eaten by Kohen Gadol or the Kohens.
Which animal?
The one that, the idol worshiper killed. So it's Asur.
According to Reb Yochanan, it's Asur. According to Reish Lakish, it's not prohibited to get benefit. You could get benefit from it.
So which one is Halakha?
I don't see here. I'm not sure. So Maskefla, Halakha is like Reb Yochanan. It's not allowed. Maskefla, Rav Papa then challenged this. Reb Yochanan. Now, even according to Reb Yochanan, is it so simple that lo baikra? Is it so simple that according to Reb Yochanan, We don't need the pasuk of Zoveach Elohim Yachram, and you can say Zoveach Elohim Yachram is extra, and therefore must be it to tell me that Avodos Chutz, the services that are external, don't create the death penalty when it's Shalok Kedarka. Maybe not, because Ad Kan Lo Kas Rabbi Yochanan Al Behema. Rabbi Yochanan only taught us that the animal becomes prohibited because we derive, you know, slaughter with the intent of doing something with the blood for idolatry, from slaughter with the intent of doing something with the blood of Karbanos. That's true about an animal. Avol Gavra Lo Bar Ktalahu. You didn't know that the person gets killed, though. Maybe also kralachiyuve gavaliktal. So again, the pasuk maybe is coming to tell me that when a person slaughters with the intent of sprinkling the blood for idolatry, he gets killed. So if that's what the verse is teaching me, then it's not teaching me that all internal respectful acts are what get the death penalty. Maybe even external respectful acts should get the death penalty. So mask of Rav Acha Brei D'Ravika, and then Rav Acha Brei D'Ravika added another question. Reish Lakish mi baika. Now even according to Reish Lakish, can you say that the pasuk is needed for telling me that when he slaughters with the intent of sprinkling the blood, he gets killed? Because Ad Kan Lo Kashari Reish Lakish El Behema. The truth is Reish Lakish, he only permitted the animal. He said the animal was not prohibited. Avol gavra bar ktalahu. But maybe he agrees that the person gets killed, and you don't need the verse of Zoveach Elohim Yachrim to tell me that he gets killed. But we learn it from somewhere else. Midahava amishtachav elahar. Same way we find it if a person bows to a mountain. Har mutter. The mountain is still permitted. We don't say the mountain became prohibited. No one can benefit from the mountain. The mountain was attached to the ground. And yet, go over the Messiah. Yet, the person who worships it dies. So, to the same thing, we should say that when a person slaughters with the intent to do worship with some other part of the animal, so he's going to die because there's some idolatry here. And I don't need a verse to tell me he's going to die. And therefore, Zoveach Elohim Yachram is extra. If Zoveach Elohim Yachram is extra, so what does Zoveach Elohim Yachram teach me? It teaches me that only internal acts of respect would create the death penalty for service, which is not the normal way for this idol. But external acts of respect, not. Amar le Rav Acham Adifti Ravina. Rav Acham Adifti said to Ravina, Lamai dekamar le Rav Abar Avchanan la Abaye, according to what Rava Bar Avchanan said to Abaye, Eima Yatzi Ishtachava, the Lamed El Klal Kulo. So if you're, when he proposes, he said, no, maybe the verse that says don't bow is to say that any act of respect can't be done to any idol, even if it's not the way to serve this idol, and even if it's external, like sweeping. But if you're going to say that, then you have the following problem. The verse says, you might ask, how do they worship? So what do you mean, lemutemai? What's that excluding? What do you mean, how do they worship? Every act of respect is a problem. Who cares about how they worship? If you're going to say that the verse is lemutemai, atzmal ezovchem, that the verse that says, you might ask, how do they worship? That doing their ways of worship is a problem. Is to say that if a person defecates in front of an idol that the normal way is to, let's say, offer sacrifices, that's not a problem. Even though defecating in front of Baal Por is a problem. So that's not such a question. Nishtachava nafka. If we're saying that the verse that says don't bow is including all acts of respect, so going to the bathroom is not an act of respect. So of course, that's not included. Just like bowing is a form of respect, I've called derech kavod. So it's prohibited in forms of respect. Ella, so I'll tell you what I would need a chayavdu for would be elam ute apor atzmal amarkalis. There are three major religions in the area on the eastern banks of the Jordan River. There was Baal Peor, there was Markalis, and there was Kmosh. So the religion of Baal Peor was to, you know, drop one's pants in front of the idol, and if possible, to drop out excrement too in front of the idol. Marcellus, the religion was to throw stones at it. So Marcellus is not a respectful act, nor is Baal Peor a respectful act. So what happens if someone drops pants in front of Marcellus? So, since the whole way of serving Marcellus is really very disrespectful, so also dropping pants, which is disrespectful, would be service of Marcellus. So that's why, Kamash Malan, maybe that's what the verse is for. The verse says, Eicha Yavdu, to tell me that it has to be its way. And even though it accepts normally disrespectful things, not every disrespectful thing is accepted by this religion. But still, maybe Ishtachava would have included all forms of kavod for idols. That's why I needed to say that it's really Zoveach L'Elohim Yachram that teaches me that Ishtachava doesn't include all forms of external service. Because then what do I need Zoveach L'Elohim Yachram for? You'll tell me I need Zoveach L'Elohim Yachram to teach me that from service to service he gets killed? That I wouldn't need, because that I would have learned from Mishtach V'Lahar, from someone who bows to a mountain. Says the Gemara now, Elohadam Reb Elezer, but this Reb Elezer said, how do we know that if somebody slaughters an animal to Marcellus, that he gets killed? Shenamar, as the verse says, and they shall no longer offer their offerings to the demons. If it's not saying, don't do the normal service, because that we know from the verse, how do they serve? So it's named Inlishalokadarka. So that's to tell me that even in the abnormal service, it is prohibited. So now, so what do I need this for? If you're going to say that I learn from bowing that all acts of respect are prohibited, so then, shalokidark, even though it's not the normal way of serving this idol, mishtachava nafta, it's already learned from bowing. So the Gemara says, this is to tell me something else, even when it's not an act of respect. Hasam bizoveach lahachis. Let's say a person slaughters an animal to anger Hashem. That's why he slaughters the animal. So if he slaughters the animal to anger Hashem in front of Marcellus, that's also a big problem. Even though he's not trying to serve Marcellus, that's also a lav. Rav Hamnuna, now a story. Rav Hamnuna irkasule tori. Rav Hamnuna lost a pair of oxen and he went to look for them. So along the way, Pagaba Rabba Varami Lemastisina Dadi. Rabba met him and he asked him a contradiction of Mishnayos. Tanamilant, in our Mishnah, Ovid Avodas Kochavim, if somebody worships idols, he gets stoned. Ovid in, sounds like he has to worship. But Omer Lo, but if he says, I'm going to go worship, if he says he's going to worship, let's say somebody said to him, go worship. He says, yeah, I'll do it. Or he says, let's go worship. And he says, yeah, we'll do it. That sounds like he doesn't get killed for it. He has to actually worship the idol, not just to declare an intent to worship. Well, now it's time, we're going to learn in another Mishnah, Ha'omer E'evod, a person who says, I will go worship. Or he says, Eilech V'evod, I will go and worship. Or he says, Neilech V'evod, we will go and worship. He gets killed. So what is it? Is it actions that get a person killed? Or even a declaration of intent to perform action? Amar le Rav Hamnuna, so Rav Hamnuna answered Rabba's question that there's no contradiction. Our Mishnah says he actually has to do service to get killed. Bomer, eni mekablo alai, elo ba'avoda, where he says, I will accept him to me as a god only through serving him. But if he says, I will go and serve, that's when he's saying, I'm accepting him as a god, I'm going to go and serve. So once he says, I'm accepting him as a god, as our Mishnah said, that alone is idolatry. That's one answer. The second answer, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef said, what? You're asking one Mishnah against another Mishnah? Tanoi Shakalta Me'almo, did you take out the fact that there are different Tanoim, different rabbis? Tanoi, this is an argument of the Tanoim, whether a declaration to go to idolatry is enough reason to get killed. The Tanoim looked at a Mishnah. Omer, if a person says to a whole group, Bo'u v'ivduni, that, you know, come and serve me, because I myself am an idol. So Rabbi Meir Machayev, Rabbi Meir says that that person is a Mesis. He's trying to get people to worship idols. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda says he is exempt. So now Rabbi Yosef explains. So Heichad the Palchu, now if this group that he's trying to convince them to worship him does worship him, so Kuli Amalo Pligi, of course, everybody agrees that that's already Mesis. It says, don't make yourself into an idol. So keep pligi b'dibur b'alma. What happens if the group just says they're going to go worship him? Rabbi Meir, that's where there's an argument. Rabbi Meir savar dibur milsi. Rabbi Meir holds that a declaration to go worship idols is also significant. Rabbi Yehuda savar dibur lav milsi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a declaration to worship idols is not significant. And so that's what's going on in these two mishnayos.
Guy who said, come worship me, and the worshippers, they all should be stoned, right?
Oh, that's for sure. The question is, what about if they're not actual worshippers? They say we will. Hadar Amar Rav Yosef, then Rav Yosef said the other thing. He said, Lav Milsi Dami, what I just said is not right. Afilu Rav Yehuda, even according to Rav Yehuda, Bidibura Nami Chiva Machai. Rav Yehuda also thinks that speech is significant, and speech could obligate death in regards to idolatry. As we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Le'olam Eino Chayiv, you're not obligated for speech without an act. Ad Shiyomar Evod, unless the person says, "I will go worship," O Elich VeEvod, or "I will go and worship," or Nelich VeNevod, we will go and worship.
So.
Yeah, okay, but this is still at a time when they had sacrifices to idols, for sure. So one second, let's continue here with this thought. So the Gemara says that Rav Yosef explains. So Rav Yehuda agrees that a declaration is already reason to get killed. But my kamiflugi, what's the argument of man Rav Yehuda? V'meisis li'atzma, when somebody's trying to get people to worship him. Yaakov is saying to people, worship me. V'amilein, and people say, yeah, we will worship you. So that's kamiflugi. That's an argument. Mar savar mesis liatzmo shamilev indukamilev kushtu. Some people say that even when people said to the guy who's trying to get people to worship himself, yes, we will worship you, that's a meaningful declaration. So if they meant it, then it's idolatry. Mar savar, the other opinion holds, mesis liatzmo lo shmilev. It's not possible that when a guy is trying to get people to worship himself, that people are agreeing to it. They don't mean it. They're not listening to him. Meimer Amri, what's going on here is that they're just saying some words, right? Because what are they really telling themselves? They're saying, Maishna iu minandi dan, right? Why is he any different than us? Right? He's a god. I mean, he's a human being. He breathes, we breathe. He goes to the bathroom, we go to the bathroom. They're not going to really worship him. When they say, yes, we're going to go worship you, into Ka'amri Yachuch Yoleh, they're laughing at him. Yeah, we're going to go worship you. So if they don't mean it, so that's why they don't get killed. But Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that words themselves aren't significant. Words could be significant. But in this instance, when a guy is asking for people to worship himself, words wouldn't be significant when they say, yeah, we'll worship you. So now, okay, that would be the answer to the contradiction. Masnisin, the Mishnah that says that if there's actual worship, there's a death penalty. Implying a declaration to worship doesn't have a death penalty. Kan biyachin anises, that would be referring to the following case. An individual was being, pushed to go worship idols. And, one second. The next Mishnah. When it says that an individual who says, I will go worship, gets killed, that's when it was an individual who was pushed to worship idols. But kind of our Mishnah that says only the actual worshiper gets killed, but not the declared intent, is Barat Mani Sassim, is when it's a group that's being pushed and convinced to worship idols. And they say we will worship. So Yachid, if an individual says, I will worship, not that I will worship this person, I will worship some religion, Christianity. So lo limlich, he's not going to change his mind, v'toyi basre. And in fact, he will, do what he said. But Rabin, but when it's a group that says they're going to worship idols, so that's meaningless, because that's what our Mishnah means, because Mimlechi, because the group, you'll have some people who will change their mind, and they'll convince the others to change their minds. The Loto Basre, they won't end up actually doing the idol worship. Amar Rav Yosef, and finally Rav Yosef says, Mina Minala, what's my proof that an individual who says, I will go worship, is going to be put to death? Because the pasuk says about a guy who's trying to get someone else to worship idols, lo sovelo, don't agree to him, velo sishmaelov, don't listen to him. Implying ka'ava v'shamachayev, that once somebody does listen to him, once someone does agree to him, he's already guilty even before he does the actual service. Yeah, question.
If a Jew converts to Christianity, is he liable to get the death penalty?
Rabbi, is there any opinion from Tanaim regarding which one is a bigger abon, worshipping idol or Chas v'Shalom cursing, you know, Yudke Vavke?
I think they're both the same. They're both.
I know they both are stoned to death, the situation. But abon wise, which one
is it? I think they'd be the same because they're both an attack on the foundation, Kvira Ba'ikar.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Sorry,
no problem.
The question that I have, we're learning all this halachot about what Avet Avodah Zarah cannot do, and I understand the rabbi told them while they are under the Jewish control. But are we have to teach them this halachot? I mean, it's in one.
Well, I think, you know, first of all, we should teach them, but also, once we'll have a Jewish country with Mashiach, it's important that everybody observe these laws.
So we have to teach them.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, we can teach to the non-Jews.
Okay.
So. No problem. Eis ve'abaye, abaye, challenge Rav Yosef. Mishani ve'nisas derabim ve'nisas deyachid. Is there any difference between a group that's being pressured to worship idols or an individual who's being pressured to worship idols? V'atanya, but the verse, we learned in a braisa, the verse says, ki yisischa achicha ve'nimecha, when your brother from the same mother will push you to worship idols, which sounds like Echad Yachad Anises, the same law applies to an individual who's being pushed, Echad Rabman Anisasin, or a group that's being pushed. V'otzi akas of Yachid Michlal Rabin. The Pasuk does make a distinction between an individual versus a group, right? If an individual is convinced to worship idols, then he gets stoned. If a group, a city is convinced to worship idols, Yarni Dachas, they get killed by sword. Rabbi Michlal Yachid. Yachid Michlal Rabim Lahachmi Al Gufo. An individual who is, you know, pressured or seduced into worshiping idols or pressured into worshiping idols, what's done to his body is much worse than a group. He gets stoned. Ulahakla Mamono. But what happens to his property is more lenient. The property that doesn't get destroyed. Whereas Rab Michlal Yachid, the group which is pushed to worship idols is different than the individual. Lahakel al gufam, that their body is treated more leniently. They are killed by sword. Lahachmir al mamonim, and they are treated more strictly, that their property gets destroyed too. So that sounds like Bahamil Sudashani. The only difference between a group and an individual is what's happening to the bodies and what's happening to the property. But in terms of all other matters, they are the same. So how could you say that the mission that implies only actual service creates death is referring to a group that was convinced? Because their declaration is not a meaningful declaration. And the mission, it says that a declaration of intent to serve God, worship, creates death is referring to an individual. There is no difference between individual and groups. Elam Rabaye, so now Abaye is going to give yet another answer. Again, we're talking about all these possible answers for this contradiction in Mishnayos. Our Mishnah implies Ha'ovid Avodas Kochavim, if he actually does things. But Omer La'avod, he says he's going to worship not. And later we say that even Omer La'avod, one who says he will worship, gets killed. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, El Amar Abaye, Abaye give another answer, Kad benisis mipi atzma. One is when a person is convincing himself to worship idols, V'kan benisis mipi acherim. And one is where others are convincing him to worship idols. If he's convincing himself to worship idols, mipi atzma mimlach. Even if he says he's going to worship, we assume he's going to change his mind, and therefore he doesn't get killed for saying, he only would get killed for actual worship. But if other people are convincing him and he says yes, so then Garu Basrayu, then we assume he's going to follow them, and therefore even the declaration would get him killed. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, what's the source of that next mishnah that the declaration to worship also would get a person killed? Same thing that we saw from Rav Yosef, because the pasuk says, Lo sova lo velo sishma elav. Don't agree to him and don't listen to him. Ha'ava v'shama chayev, implying that agreeing or listening is already reason to get killed. Rav Amar, Rav gave another answer to this contradiction of the Mishnayos. Both Mishnayos are talking about a man who was being convinced by others to worship idols. Ha, the Mishnah that said that just the declaration already gets killed. To Amar Le, where he says to him, listen, this idol is such a good idol to worship. Kach ocheles, this is the way this idol eats. Kach shota, this is the way it drinks. Kach metiva, this is the way it helps out. Kach meria, this is the way it harms those who reject it. But our Mishnah says that a declaration that implies a declaration of intent is not enough to be punished. Only actual work makes a person punished. Lo amale kach ocheles v'kach shosa. He didn't sell it well. He didn't speak about how great this idol is and how it eats and how it drinks and how it helps. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Minah, what's my source? That I'll tell you. That in certain circumstances, let's say where the man is selling all the advantages of this idol, that just the declaration is already enough to be guilty. Because the pasuk says, Ki yisischa, if you will be seduced by a relative who says, let's go worship other gods, asher lo yodata tov avosecha, that you and your fathers don't know. Me Eloheo amim asher svivoseichem. From one of those gods of the nations around you, Akrovim Elecha, or Chokim Imecha, those that are close, those that are far. So why does the Torah talk about those that are close and those that are far? So Mali Krovim, Mali Rechokim. Why does it talk about those that are close and those that are far? It could have just said, your relative tells you to worship an idol. From those that are close and those that are far? No, it has to be that your relative is actually selling this idol. He knows it. He knows this is the way this religion works. This is the way this religion helps. This is what's so special about it. So, Achi Kamerle, this is what the pasuk is saying. Mitivusan shel krovim. Whether it's the good of the close ones. Atalome mativusan shel rechokim. So just like with the close ones, you know it's meaningless. So to the far ones, it's meaningless. So, Rava continues. He says, "My lav, what does it mean?" It's like this: Damar le'kach ocheles, kach shosav, kach mitiva, kach meria, where the guy trying to convince others to worship idols is saying this is how it acts. So shmamina. So that's when there would be an obligation with just words. Okay, another answer. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi said another answer. Save for that later mission that says that just words creates an obligation is Bi'Yisrael Mumer. It's a Jew who's already left the faith. So since he's already left the faith, when he says he's going to go worship idols, we believe him. Our Mishnah says actual worship makes a death penalty, implying just a declaration, not because when he hasn't yet left the faith. And Ravina gave another answer. Both Mishnahs are talking about a regular Jew, not a Jew who left the faith. Our Mishnah says if he worships, implying a declaration alone, is not enough. The whole point is not true. Our Mishnah says that worship puts to death. And the next Mishnah is saying not only worship, but even a declaration to worship puts to death. So it's the style of lo zu af zu. Not only this, but even that. So that's the way to resolve the contradiction. Okay, that ends that discussion of the contradiction between the two Mishnayos. Next discussion. Itmar, we learned. Ovid avodas kochav me'av me'yir. Somebody worships gods not because of the god, not because he believes it's a god, not because he declares he believes it's a god, but because he loves people, or he's afraid of people, social pressure. So Abaye Amar Chayev, Abaye said, okay, that also is reason to be put to death. And Rav Amar Pater, Rav said, no, that's not idolatry. So he wouldn't be put to death for that. Abai Amar Chayev Da Polcha, he did do the service. Rav, that's where he should be put to death. Rav Amar Pater, because he said, Ikib lo leg belo ha'in. If he would have accepted it as a god, so that's idolatry. Elo, but if he hasn't accepted it as a god, he's just doing it for to fit in with the social group. So lo, he didn't do anything. Okay, so now we're going to have all sorts of proofs. Eved yishtach v'lo mashiach. Amar Abaye mina aminilo. What's my proof that even idol worship because of love or fear of friends is reason to be put to death? What's my source? The time I went to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Over the world is kochavim. An example of somebody stoned is someone who worships idols. What's that? Echad Oved, whether he does it in the normal way of worshiping it, or he slaughters a sacrifice for it, or he pours libations, or he burns incense. So now, that's all reasons for death. Now, my love, so presumably it sounds like this. Echad Oved, whether he worships it, me'av u'me'ira, based on social pressure, or if he does it because he believes it's a god. Rav says, no, that's not the way to read the Mishnah. Rather, we read the Mishnah the way we've been reading it for the last 2 days. The way Rav Yirmiyah explained it. Echad Oved, whether he worships it in its normal way, or it's not its normal way, but it is a respectful internal act. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Mina Amin Allah, what's my source? That's not the Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Another proof. The verse says, Los Tishtachav Elohim, don't bow to the idols. So we say, Lahem Yatam Ishtachav, Alatam Ishtachav, Alatam Kamosta. You can't bow to an idol, but you can bow to a person, someone who's like you. Yachal afilu nevad kahaman. Can you even bow to a guy who made himself into a god, like a Haman? Tamaloma, that's what there's in that. Another verse, v'lo savdeim, and don't worship them. That's to include that it's not you're not allowed to bow to a Haman. Now, 1 second. V'haman miyira havan nevad. Havan, people were bowing to him not because they thought he was a god. They did it because the king told them to do it. They were afraid. And you see that the Braisa says it's included in the prohibition. So you see that even idolatry done for social reasons is also idolatry. And Rava will tell you, no, when the Braisa says Haman, it doesn't really mean exactly the story of Haman. Ke Haman v'lo Kaman. Ke Haman di yugufi avodas kochavim. We're saying that we learn that a person who makes himself an avodah zara, you also can't bow to him like a Haman. V'lo Kaman, but it's not exactly that Haman's story was avodah zara. Dilu Bahaman Miyira. Haman, they were bowing to him because of social pressure. They were afraid of the king. So it wasn't idolatry. Vahacha, but here, Lo Savdeim is talking about Lav Miyira, when it's done with an intent that he's a god. Or to bow to him, not out of fear. But Rava thinks that bowing out of fear is not a source of chiyuv. It is, in fact, pater. Okay, we'll stop at this point. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzak and Ishbarach, Lizakas, Israel, Lefich, Akibulam, Torah, Mitzvah, Shanemar, Adonai Chavetz, Laman, Sidko, Yagdil, Torah,